7.com.
And a very good Tuesday afternoon to you fine folks on this sometime rainy Tuesday, June 8th, a week after my age increased by one. Still here on the radio in front of the microphone on our studios, in our studios, just south of the beautiful city of Marion, which just got a free car wash and a free bathing session. Now, in the studio with me, we have two special guests, and I've been promoting that for quite some time. And if you have plans between now and 3 p.m., please cancel them, because this show will be somewhat entertaining, but more informative, especially if you're a family person, as these ladies have done so much for the recreation scene here in Marion and the surrounding area. And we're going to talk directly to them about what they're doing and what their plans are. Let me first bring my assisting host for the afternoon. We know him well as our official weatherman. He's been busy today with, well, sunny right now in south side of Marion, but I could have sworn we had a torrential rainstorm about 3.5 minutes ago. Mr. Zach Fuller, how are you today on this slightly wet Tuesday, Zach?
Good afternoon, Adam, and doing pretty good today. It's, as we saw, we just had some rain roll through, and it was nice seeing... It's a nice summer rain where, I mean, just outside our studios, we actually had kids out playing in the water. And, you know, as a kid when I was growing up, that was what we wanted to do. Dad always kicked us out of the house and said, hey.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature's playground, and Mother Nature really is fascinating, especially this time of the year. Seems like we have a wet week, then a dry week, and now a wet week, and temperature dropped, and... Now we'll see a rainbow, maybe a little more humidity as it's still 6.5 hours of daylight left. And who knows, maybe we'll get some more rain. Your weather forecast did indicate that occasional thunderstorms.
Yep. It's going to be scattered through the day, but I've got a feeling we're going to have some more rain coming later on in the day as well.
Yeah, I would.
Humidity is way up today, so if you put that perm in, it's going to get a little frizzy.
Yeah, my car's getting a free car wash, so...
No, it's free.
Can't beat the price.
So, we do have some special guests in the studio today. Do you want me to go ahead and introduce them?
Yes. Go ahead and introduce. We have two ladies who are doing a lot for recreation.
Yes.
In and around Marion, kind of introducing their project on the air today. And we're excited to do that. Glad to have them. They swam into the studio a few minutes ago and they're all ready to be on the air with me. Yep. Now, we are taking telephone calls. If you have questions, comments for our guests, feel free to call us, 740-383-9944, 383-WWGH. Go ahead, Zach, and introduce our two guests in the studio.
All right. And so in the studio with us today is none other than Ashley Teets. Mm-hmm. Did I say that correctly?
You did, yes.
Awesome. Ashley is actually the secretary for the Marion Pep Club.
Yep.
See, I got that. And then, of course, we also have Miss Christy Neff. She is the president of the club. Most people know her from Buckeye Ridge Habitat for Humanity. Ashley is with Peacock Water.
Correct.
And there's a group of wonderful board members that have basically come together for a giant project that will basically immense the end of June. Is that correct?
We'll begin the end of June, possibly.
Fingers crossed. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to them so that they can kind of give us an insight as to what is going to be happening here in the Marion area.
Live in the studio here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program on WWGH 107.1 FM and broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com, speaking with Ashley Teets and Christy Neff about the Marion Rotary Centennial Playground and the Project Playground Project and other things related to improving the recreation here in the Marion area. Christy, did I explain that well?
Very well, thank
you. Yes, I love words. I love weather also, but I love words, and I like to make sure that things are being said properly. If you have a question for our guests, don't be afraid of interrupting. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-WWGH. I'm also live on Facebook video under my Facebook account of Adam Lepp and Adam the Computer Guy. Yeah, go ahead, Christy, and tell us what the Marion Pep Club is doing, how you got started, and how the entire area, not just in the city, but people from the surrounding area can benefit from all the great work that you are doing.
Well, we are the Marion Pep Club, and PEP actually stands for Parks Enhancement Project. And so our main goal is to replace Project Playground. And Ashley here is a great person to introduce us, so I will pass this to her to actually describe who we are and how we began.
Thanks, Christy, and thanks to you guys for letting us be in the studio today. We're super excited to talk about where we're headed and how we began. But first, I'd be amiss without introducing the rest of our board members, because we certainly could not be where we're at without their support and help to getting us through this project and where we're at. So like Zach mentioned, you have Christy and myself. We also have Becky Worley, who's our vice president. She's with Nature's. Lori Seckel is our second vice president. She's with Modern Woodmen of America. We have Chrissy Golden. She's our treasurer with United Church Homes. And we have two other board members, Chris Simon, who's with SICA, and Danielle Landon is with Whetstone Financial. So Marion Pep Club is stemmed out of the graduating class of 2018 Leadership Marion program through the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce. So I know there are several community members that are very familiar with that amazing program that the Chamber of Commerce has so kindly put on for those kind of coming up through the Marion ranks and that sort of thing. So at the end of each graduating class, it is expected to have some sort of project that you're planning or presenting to your classmates as well as the Marion community. And going through some of the classes and meeting with community members, we kind of built a relationship with Mike Cheney, who's the Marion City Parks Department, and really found a need in the Marion City Parks that he needed support with cleaning up the parks, cleaning up the existing parks, just having some support with community members, and we really just garnered a relationship with him, and it kind of stemmed from that. And then, so we did some projects at McKinley Park where we did some painting, we did some flower planting, we did some mulching, we did a project at Lincoln Aquatic Center, again, planting flowers, mulching, we did some work at Patterson Park, we did some work at the airport park as well, did some mulching and planting flowers. And then really talking with Mike, you know, he was really expressing the need for Project Playground. And it's really past its lifespan. It was only really supposed to be erected for about 25 years because it's currently, or it was built with pressure-treated lumber. And, you know, back in 1993 when that was constructed, that was fine, obviously, but here in 2021, it's just not feasible to have some of that stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit further about that, but that's kind of where we started. You know, we worked really hard with and really closely with Mike Cheney, like I mentioned, at the Marion City Parks Department, and we really couldn't be here without his support either. He's been a godsend in helping us do a lot of this, and you know, we really just want community members, you know, to have the desire, not necessarily have the desire, but we want to create a safer play environment and a recreational experience for those. And the big kicker is really the reason Christy and I are super excited about this project is because it's an all-inclusive playground that we're going to be replacing Project Playground with, which means it's accessible for those with disabilities, those for all ages, and basically anybody's going to have the ability to come and play on it. And Personally, you know, I have a child that has a disability. I have a toddler that has Down syndrome. And you, 4.5 years ago, you know, I wouldn't have recognized the need for a playground like this. And there really is a need for a playground like this. My daughter has, you know, some mobility issues getting around. So it's really, really important to me to support those like her, her friends like her, and whatever abilities they have to get an experience like this.
Speaking with Ashley Teets and Christy Neff about the PEP Club here in Marion, a nonprofit organization comprised of community members that have a desire to work with the City Parks Department to create safe play environments. And yep. No other way to say it, ladies, kids need to spend less time in the video games and tweeting and more time exercising, meeting people in the old school method where you go to a playground and burn a few calories, get in good shape, explore the world, as there's a lot in Marion to see and to do. And by experiencing it yourself, that's the best way to learn about it. I was kind of surprised to see this statistic here. Less than half of the 88 counties in Ohio have a playground that is inclusive for kids of all abilities. I was kind of shocked when I saw that. Now, that is a statistic that I wouldn't really kind of takes me aback a bit. Are the counties that have the playgrounds that are inclusive to kids that again are of different abilities and skill sets, are they mostly in the bigger cities, or are we finding maybe better facilities in smaller cities and more rural areas? I mean, like, would Cincinnati and Columbus have parks, at least several that are inclusive? Is it maybe the counties with less funding or more rural that have these parks that need to be more inclusive? Is there kind of a matrix of which parks have which qualities in the state, or is it kind of inconsistent based upon where you are?
Well, what we've found is actually that most of the playgrounds that are existing right now are simply there. They've been there for so long that no one thinks to change them. Right. So that's why many of these have not been considered inclusive, because they haven't fallen apart yet, and no one has the funds to update them. So that's where we were surprised that of that statistic as well. So we want to be a part of one of those counties that does take pride in that and does want to create change.
So I shouldn't be hard on myself if I am surprised by that. You know, I'm a proud Ohio resident. This is the greatest state in the union as far as I'm concerned, and we do need to do better. And you're certainly setting a good example. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with Ashley and Christy, speaking about the Marion Pep Club improving the recreational facilities here in and around Marion, Ohio. Taking your phone calls, questions, comments, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. The goal for the playground at McKinley Park, as you mentioned to me here in the preparation notes, I guess you can call that, to be accessible and enjoyable to everyone in Marion and surrounding counties. And as you were saying, Ashley, that's one of the top priorities, is kids come in all shapes and sizes and abilities.
This is true. Yeah, and not only kids. One of our great goals is that all ages can have fun at this playground also. So it's not just kids, it's adults, it's grandparents. One of the nice things that is going to be set up in this playground is it's the current playground, and most of us are all familiar with how playgrounds are set up. There's that lovely mulch that is the flooring, and you know, it just gets in the way.
It gets stuck in your shoes.
Thank you for saying that, Zach. So, and it's really, you know, not accessible for, you know, those individuals that may need wheelchair access, those individuals that have issues getting around, walking or things like that. So the nice thing about the new playground, it's going to have a what they call poured in place rubber surface. So it's going to be wheelchair accessible. It's going to be those with mobility issues that can get around a lot more freely and easier. So yeah, it's And that's Kristen can add to that if she's the more expert on the fundamentals of the playground.
Yeah, one thing about the mulch. The rubber mulch, it is definitely friendly to different surfaces. It lasts longer, as we've all seen mulch. The color kind of changes, and it never looks the same year to year. The rubber mulch, it's made from recycled tires and other substances, has more staying power. Of course, it's more expensive, but in the end, it's a good investment.
Well, this is actually going to be a little bit different than that type of rubber mulch that you can move around. This is actually going to be what they call poured in place, and it is a rubber surface, but it is actually heated. So we will have a curb that will actually go around the entire playground that will hold the surfacing in place until it cures. So it's one of those as well that as it's being installed, we'll have to be very mindful of to not have leaves fall on it, to not have critters come across it or little feet come across it. So when the installation does take place, we'll actually have to set up camp and do some security kind of shy some people away until we're ready to roll.
From a scientific standpoint, exactly. It's kind of fascinating. So it kind of goes beyond the rubber mulch.
It is.
But mulch is interesting because there's so many different kinds and different levels of quality. But the idea is this is something which will last a long time.
It is.
It's certainly not a free undertaking, but it's well worth the investment. Mm-hmm. And as you stressed, recreation and using our park system and playgrounds, it's for people or say kids of all ages. You never get too old.
Exactly.
The idea of putting down the phone and video games, that applies whether you're 8 or 80.
Absolutely our mission. Absolutely our mission. And we are we're really excited to introduce this project because, as Ashley spoke of with Mike Cheney, he had said, we asked him, we said, what is the project that most excites you? Or what is the one project that's hanging out there that maybe most worries you? And he said Project Playground. And so we thought, you know what, let's go big or go home. So we started this project with the understanding that, you know, we were looking at being volunteers to help the Parks Department. So we actually took it a step further. We knew that if we were going to fundraise and have money actually put it towards this playground or to make this happen, we had to get our ducks in a row, I guess you could say. So we decided to apply to for our own 501c3 so that we could manage funds and that we could be responsible in how we were organized. And so we're hoping years beyond us, this organization will continue to thrive, to continue to have more board members and more participants that want to do what our mission state is, which is to collaborate with the Marion City Parks Department to support them and for improvements in our existing parks. So for us, we're really excited about this project because now we've gotten everything in place. And so we're ready to go. We've got our timeline is now established, so that's where we wanted to share with you the particulars of the project. But our first step is actually, I believe, to introduce the name, which may say quite a bit to the community as to who our great supporters are so far. But it is going to be called the Marion Rotary Centennial Playground. And so as we say that name, I hope that people understand that Marion Rotary is a huge supporter of ours. They are what we would call a charter sponsor, and we have actually been chosen as their 100-year project. They were looking for a project to celebrate their centennial birthday, I guess you could say, and several organizations applied with their projects, and after much scrutiny, they chose us. And so what we're so excited about is just their excitement with this project is it's infectious. They just are so excited to spread the word, to be able to share this project with the community, and they see this and everyone that supports this as being a gift.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would think what better way to celebrate the 100th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Improve recreation again and encourage everybody. Even I aired a bit. It's not just for kids. I mean, it's for kids of all ages, I guess, the young at heart. Mm-hmm. And you know how I am about fitness and getting out and seeing the world. And what better way?
Well, and I think one of the cool things is, too, is as we spoke with Rotary and as we presented it, you know, to their committee and their membership and other community members, we came to realize how many of them helped with the original project playground. So you could see, like, the spark in the eyes of those folks that you were talking to, and it just really, well, first of all, I think everybody was like, it's been that long ago, you know, time flies when you're a kid at heart, like you said, or having fun, but most of them just had a little spark in their eye and was really excited to hear this taking on, you know, updating it, and because I guess we didn't realize at the time of doing research of the current project playground when it was constructed back in 1993 that there were over 100 community members that came together to put it together and things like that. So it was really cool, like I said, to hear these people telling us their experience, and we really hope that everybody's on board to continue to have that experience this time and for the future generation, so we can, you know, hear those stories.
It really was a team effort.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't always realize how many people participate and make this a great program. And after it's done, we'll continue to need the support. But it's well worth it. As we can brag about this. Again, we're talking about half the counties in Ohio not having the facilities for people of all abilities. And Marion's going to stick out quite well. And that will bring much much good press and good vibes to the area. You know, Popcorn Festival coming up. A lot of excitement here in Marion. And this is one of these events that I think will have building excitement. And once you see it, I mean, it's like many things, has to be seen to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean, I can get a picture in my mind, but it's not going to replace what I'm going to see with my own eyes.
Mm. All right. So something else that I kind of wanted to move along here with. So, Chrissy, we talked last week a little bit, and Project Playground now is sitting roughly 5,200 square feet. Was that right?
Yes, approximately.
Okay. This new playground that is going to be coming, can you give us a little bit more detail as to, like, because I'm a big kid at heart. I've got kids of my own, mm-hmm. you know. Are we talking, like, because I know with the ADA and the, you know, Americans Disability Act from back in 1990, there was certain playground equipment that needed to be, you know, in order to be certified by that or compliant by that, you had to have certain playground equipment.
Correct.
Are we going to get swings for wheelchairs?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That is
so,
what's exciting about this.
Drum roll, please.
That was my big thing. It's like, because I've got friends and family that have disabilities as well.
Right.
I want to make sure that they are, you know, they're going to be able to go to this playground too. And, you know, the poured in place rubber flooring,
yes.
I guess you would say, that alone is going to help out quite a bit. And then we're talking that it's going to be bigger than what we've got now.
Yes.
So you want to give us a little bit more detail about how big it is, what we could expect, and all of that fun stuff?
Sure. That is absolutely the fun part.
Very much so.
Yes. It will be 12,600 square foot is the approximate size. So the way that you may look at Project Playground now, we're essentially going to turn it. So we're going to use part of the area that's existing, but we're going to go more towards, if you're familiar with it, more towards the restrooms. So it's going to actually sit vertical north-south. So, with that, we've got, being that it's going to have much more space, we're going to have much more equipment. We actually have two main areas, which is one is going to be for the 2 to 5 year olds, and then another area is going to be the 5 to 12 year olds. We'll also have a 5-bay swing set, which
with that, it's and Zach, and you're talking about different pieces like the swings. They have some that are called expression swings, where you can actually face the child that's swinging in the swing. So you can have an adult that sits on a bench type swing, and then the child sits in one that's maybe a little more curved, so they can fit well. It'll have a harness that's in the swing, so it can be used with a harness and can be used without. We're also going to have one bay that's strictly a tandem swing, which if you look this up, a tandem swing is two kids being able to sit on the swing facing each other. So where you'd have more like a rocking swing, they can actually use this where you have four small children at the same time using the same swing. So it's meant for play. It's meant for encouraging families to be together. So that's where a lot of the equipment has been chosen specifically for that point. We have all of the equipment is wheelchair accessible. We have ramps to everything. And we actually have one device. It's called a rock and raft, which you will be able to have a wheelchair actually roll into it, and then how will it work? It's kind of like a, Ashley, it's kind of tips back and forth.
Yeah, like a rock.
Like a rowboat.
Kind of like rock.
Kind of like a glider. Yeah. So, but if you aren't in a wheelchair, then it'll have seats where you can do the same thing. So all of the equipment is inclusive. It's interactive, whether it's someone that does have a disability or someone that doesn't. So inclusion is so important in this day and age to make sure that kids with and without disabilities can play beside each other and not see those differences quite so apparent, that they can use the same equipment at the same time.
We definitely should emphasize all people have their strong and weak points, and all people are beautiful, all people are wonderful, and learning about our differences, we need more of that, and embracing our differences, and I think this will accomplish that. It'll be a role model, and I'm excited about it. And again, it's for kids of all ages.
Absolutely.
8 or 80, and I'm kind of in the middle, so.
And with the ADA compliancy, and as Zach, as you spoke of, it is according to the American Disability Act of 1990. And what that means with regards to playgrounds is that to be ADA compliant, you need to have a play equipment and the space where people with limited mobility who are in wheelchairs or other mobility devices can access it. So being that we are ADA compliant with this playground, we are actually going to be listed on a national registry as an ADA compliant playground. So if you are someone, let's say, that's traveling across the country and you're coming to visit Marion, Ohio for the great highlights that we have in this community, this can be another reason why you would come to this community.
How many counties in Ohio will be able to boast that we're on this ADA directory? That sounds pretty cool.
That one I'm not sure of, whether or not they're listed on that directory as well. But this one is actually through our manufacturer. So the manufacturer is putting this out national for the ADA compliancy. So I will check on that to find out exactly who is on that. But when we were looking at statistics, there were none that were near us that were compliant.
Yeah, it's something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that have lived here their whole life who are not aware of some of the things you can do, this is the latest and greatest, and one of the greatest. And doesn't matter, again, 8 or 80, or whether you have kids or you got 20 grandchildren, check it out. And again, spend less, and I'm guilty of this too, spend less time on your phone, less time watching TV and video games, and get out and enjoy our natural scene. And
absolutely.
And enjoy the fact that people of all walks of life and abilities can coexist. And I see this as being a stepping stone. And again, one of many things you can do while you're in Marion. Yeah, go to the Popcorn Festival, go to the fair. But check this out also. Something to be proud of. And again, putting us on the map. And you can, just with things you do, Zach, one of many ways that we can show our pride in this area.
Exactly. So, of course, Christy, I'm going to have to go back to the playground a little bit because I'm really excited about it. I don't know if the listeners can actually tell how excited I am for this park, but it's like, really high up
Your beard is smiling, Zach.
Even my beard is smiling.
You are a happy man right now, for sure.
Yes.
And yeah, you're a family man, and you do so much for the community. You are the person that we want to make sure we'll see the coolness factor.
Yeah, so, and I've seen it several times, and I've heard it several times, where, you know, family members have said, it's rough getting over to Project Playground right now. One, the wood is old. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with where my kid is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've gone to Project Playground, you know that there are little crevices that kids can go hide in. And, you know, it's great for hide and seek. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to safety, what can we expect with the new playground over what we've got now? I mean, are we talking, you know, maybe a new fence around the area? Are we looking at, you know, what can we expect with the new playground to make it more safe for our kids?
Sure.
For our neighbors?
Yep.
You know, all that stuff. What can we expect there?
So, I love that you brought that up. One of our big points when researching current Project Playground was the line of sight. You know, it obstructs a lot of line of sight throughout the playground, and it is really close to the road. So the safety of that, you know, was a big factor as well. So with the new Marion Rotary Centennial Playground, we will have a fence around it with lighting. Our goal is to have about one entry point into the fence. And so that way there is a line of sight. You know, there's one in, one out. As Christy and I have personal experience, you know, some kiddos with, or adults or individuals with disabilities can at times be flight risks. So, you know, you can have your line of vision at that entrance. You can make sure, you know, others that may be with you are watching, that sort of thing. And it's going to be about a 20-foot entrance, so it's going to be definitely big enough to have accessibility for everybody. And also we're planning on having lighting as well. So that was another factor with current Project Playground, is some of the safety factors there. So I'm glad you asked that question. We are going to have fencing and lighting around the new playground and making it more safe and family friendly for those that visit.
Okay. Now, you know, one of the big things that I know we're kind of getting there on time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to know, we talked a little bit about the Marion Pep Club being a 501c3.
Correct.
And being able to raise the funds mm-hmm. that are needed for this project. What is the budget that you're looking at for this project with demolition and all the new stuff? And then where are you at currently with the raising of those funds that you need? You know, maybe tell us a little bit about the donors that you've got. I know we talked about the Marion Rotary Club made it the centennial project for them. But is there another way so that people can kind of get involved to help you as well? I mean, because we're talking, this is going to be a lot of money that needs to go into something like this. And yes, we're excited about it, but we also want to make sure that if, you know, with everything going on, how do we get to that next step? Do we need to raise any more funds? Do we need to, you know, do anything like that? So I know Christy's kind of the person to talk to, because she's like, I kind of cover all this, so why don't you tell us a little bit about what we need to do as a community so that we can make this go as, I guess, smoothly as possible.
Smoothly is not
as mulchy. That's what we're not mulchy. There we go.
Bada bing.
Yes, very good question, because we can talk about this project, but we still need to pay for this project. So the budget for this project is actually $750,000. I know that is just a huge number to everyone, but what we've been doing, as I said, that we've been working hard in the planning stages of this, we have been applying for grants. We have been reaching out to local donors. Because we actually began with the plans, and we had our financials and everything ready to go as far as our budgets, we were able to speak with Marion Rotary Club, and after they chose us as their centennial project, we also applied for a Marion Community Foundation grant, and with that, with those two amounts of money, we were actually able to apply for a grant through Game Time, which is a manufacturer of the equipment. And with their donations, their upfront donations, we were able to receive a grant of $134,000. So we are on our way. We have approximately, right now we're looking to raise about $200,000. So a good portion of this budget has been paid for already. And that is through hard work through our board members and our donors pledging these donations to us. But we need help from the community. This is a project that is outside of the city parks budget. So for us, this is truly a project that is going to be paid for by the community. So for us, we have our sponsors right now. Our main sponsors have been Marion Rotary Club, Marion Community Foundation, Whetstone Financial, Modern Woodmen of America, and then also we've had several sponsors that are sponsoring our benches. We have 12 benches in the park, and we have sponsorship opportunities available for $2,000 each, which that would include a plaque that's put on each of the benches. So we have some of those still available. But with those donations so far, that has gotten us to the point to where we've purchased all of the equipment. We have purchased the port in place. We are still needing the support for the fencing and the lighting. So there are many things that we have that we still need that community support to make sure that we can have this installed at a good period of time. Our projected date is no later than September 30th of this year. If we go beyond that date, then it gets more expensive for them to store the equipment that we've purchased. So we are planning for that date. We actually need to, as we're moving forward, we need to make sure that we set up the site correctly, so we are planning a demolition, and unfortunately that has to happen. I know that's a tough one to see Project Playground as it stands to come down, but for us to prepare the site and get it ready for the new installation, that'll have to happen very soon. We're expecting probably the end of June, beginning of July, because as you know, since it's been in place for so many years, it's been mulch on top of mulch on top of mulch. Mm-hmm. So if you know about how mulch works, it will disintegrate, and it's biodegradable. So it's made some very soft foundation right now under that. So we have to kind of bring that out and let it dry and let it get set for the new installation. So that will come soon. But where we need your help is those donations. So the best way to get a hold of us is right now MarionPepClub@gmail.com. You can email us there. You can find us on Facebook at Marion Pep Club. And we are going to be putting our links to payment options on our Facebook pages. And we'll also have that where we can send that to you through email as well. We're going to be using Venmo, PayPal, and of course, check and cash are very well accepted. So, but this is a project that once we are finished, it is going to be a gift to the Marion community. And for us, this is something that we believe we've made sure that this is materials that are going to be long sustaining, warranties that are in place so that the Marion City Parks Department can help maintain this. And we, as an organization, as the Marion Pep Club, have vowed to make sure that this is maintained for many years to come through financial means and also our volunteer efforts.
Adam here live in the studio on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, speaking about the Marion Pep Club. Great project to improve the recreational opportunities here in and around Marion, with Christy Neff, the president, and Ashley Keats, secretary, Zach Fuller, our weatherman, and Zach of all trades also participating in the roundtable. Still time to chime in, questions or comments, suggestions, 740-383-WWGH. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a Facebook user, and you know, who isn't a Facebook user, we certainly encourage you to visit and like the Marion Pep Club Facebook page. It's under Marion Pep Club for photos, more information, again, ways to get in contact with the people that are devoting all the time and effort into this project. And the countdown's coming, ladies, just over 3.5 months. September will be a pretty good month. Yeah, it's back to school time, but Popcorn Festival and the debut of all the work that you folks are doing. And again, we indicate that we are accepting contributions through multiple methods, Venmo, PayPal, checks, and cash is also acceptable. The budget, Christy, the budget is $750,000. And remind us again how close we are to meeting that goal and how you expect the goal to be met, if not exceeded.
Well, we are continuing to fundraise through grant opportunities, but we need that community support. So we are a little over halfway there. And so Marion Pep Club, through pledges that we are receiving right now, we are expecting to meet that goal, but it may be over time. It may actually be after the playground has been constructed. So it may be a where we have a reimbursement. So that's where we need that upfront help to get us to our goal, and then we can make sure that it happens in a good time schedule.
Okay, and many ways to contribute. What is the easiest way? Nowadays, electronic methods, Venmo is one that I think is increasing in popularity. What's the best way for a person? Even a small contribution makes a difference. It takes a village, so to speak. What's the best way for a person to show support for this important project?
Well, the best way is just to contact us to begin with. So if they have questions about how best to donate, they can contact us through email or by phone. Phone number 740-225-5086 or marionpepclub@gmail.com, and we can give them all of the payment options. So we can tell them about how to connect with Venmo or through PayPal if they'd like to, or the best way, the easiest way for them to donate. And we also have sponsorship opportunities. So there's many ways that people can donate and then have a sense that they've contributed to this project. We're going to have bricks that they can actually purchase. We're going to have benches, like I said, for sponsorship. Each of the features have the option to sponsor those as well, where we will have a donor board. And that is something where it's kind of exciting. We've spoken with Tri-Rivers Career Center and with their group. They're interested in helping us with some of the demolition. So as we work together, we're hoping to use some of the existing wood to possibly build a donor board. So their construction trades at Tri-Rivers with David Willey, he and I speak often through Habitat, and so he's offered to help and see how they can be involved with using some of those existing materials to kind of commemorate what was done beforehand. We want to celebrate what this project that was began in 1993 and all those people that were a part of this. We don't want to think that it's not something that's important for this community. We just want it to continue for years to come.
Yeah, I will always support recreation, again, getting out, seeing the world, and spending less time playing video games, more time not just seeing what's out there, but exercising, meeting other people from all walks of life, all abilities, all ages. And I can't think of a better way than what you ladies are doing, painstakingly putting in your time and trouble.
Well, I also want to mention, too, we will take volunteers also. So if you know, it's not maybe in your budget or you want to find other means to help us, we are always taking volunteers. We're also taking, you know, if you want to inquire about joining a board meeting, you know, to see where we're coming from or where we're going and what we need. We encourage, you know, that's open, so we're happy to go through some of that with you, because we also want to make sure that, you know, this group is sustained for a long time. So we would love to work with the schools. We would love to work with the community members. You know, once we kind of get through this project, you know, our goal is to expand more on McKinley Park as well as the other parks in the Marion community as well. So Marion Pep Club is, you know, we want to sustain the life of it, obviously, and just really see the Marion Parks all together grow here to have a fun recreational
just
experience for everybody.
Just a minute left over.
Okay.
We have been speaking with two ladies who've been gracious enough to come on the show with me today, Christy Neff and Ashley Teets from the Marion Pep Club, doing some great work to improve the recreational opportunities for kids and adults of all abilities in all walks of life in and around Marion. Zach Fuller, our weatherman, who does many, many things around the station, has joined us. Again, as a family man himself, he certainly has a personal interest in this. With about 50 seconds left, folks, any parting words?
Yeah, so, of course, later on this evening, Christy and Ashley are actually going to be joining myself for a live interview that people will be able to interact with this evening, and we will actually be debuting what the park will actually look like when completed during our live interview this evening. So if you want to head over to newsforce247.com or check us out on our Facebook page, you'll get to see the first glimpses of what this park's going to look like. I'm really excited, guys. You have no idea.
I want to thank Zach and Christy and Ashley for joining me today on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.